This podcast is brought to you in association with Inside Out and PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora whānau. So I'm Katie and I use they, them pronouns. And so we're doing a panel on coming out, labels, negotiating identity and solidarity. It is what it says on the tin, as it says on the thing. And so first I just want to get our lovely panellists to introduce themselves, their names, their pronouns and any identifiers that they're interested.
Kia ora. That's me. Kia ora, I'm Brit, and I identify as Takatāpui. That is what I guess is my label. And I use they, ia pronouns, and there's lots of intersections within my identity, which we'll probably get into later.
Hi, I'm Jared. I use any pronouns. I'm quite open to any of them. And I identify as gay, which is, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sloan. I use they, them pronouns, and I identify as non-binary.
I'm Neo. I use they, them pronouns. I identify as non-binary and gay.
Hey, everyone. I'm Zoe. I use they, them pronouns. I'm not a big fan of labels, but I don't mind the word queer because it's quite broad.
Kia ora, I'm Jay. I use they, them, and I identify as Takatāpui. Yeah.
Cool. Sorry, I got distracted for a second there. So my next question for you all is, what was it like coming out to yourself? Like, what was that journey like? How did you come to realise you're part of this rainbow whānau? Quite a question, I know.
Which time?
Each time.
Yeah.
Because it's a journey,
so,
right?
Yeah. I first came out as bi when I was about 13. There was a new girl in class. And we clicked off really, really well. And she said to me about 3 hours into this radical new friendship, I just want to, you know, let you know that I'm bi. Like, I hope that doesn't make anything weird. And I was like, what? What even is that? Like, there's something other than just het? Like, that's wild. And so then about a month after processing that, and I sort of discussed it with her a bit more and looked into it for myself and that sort of thing, and I was like, that's cool. And then about 3 years after that, I came out as pan, and just sort of decided bi actually didn't really fit me, and that for me it wasn't so much the, it just didn't feel like the label that I could identify with. And the more I was sort of looking into different identities, I sort of realised that actually there's a lot more than just, you know, the classic LGBT, there's more than four, you know, that sort of thing. And so I sort of took the identity of pan as like the best option that I had at the time. And I was attracted to people's personalities rather than them as a physical being, and you know, that sort of thing. So I really identified with it, but I didn't feel like I fit in that box still, but it was the best I had. And then similar to what Jay was saying earlier, around meeting the beautiful Elizabeth at my first ever hui, and I just lost my crap a little bit because I was like, whoa, that's definitely me. And being Māori has been a journey of identity of its own, with a lot of different intergenerational trauma and that sort of thing. So being able to accept that, as for me to be able to openly say, actually, that's my identity and that's super valid, has been a long journey. So, yeah, I think that's me.
So for me, mine kind of was like, I was kind of like at the stage of just being like sexually confused. Like, I didn't really know what it was, because in primary I would always get like teased and bullied because I was quite feminine rather than like masculine. So I'd always have like the higher voice, and it was quite pitchy, and everybody kind of just like was assuming my sexuality when I wasn't even sure of it myself, which kind of made it hard because that happened all the way to high school. So I would always get, like, mocked and teased for that. But I never knew until... I don't know, I just... But I've, like, low-key secretly liked guys, but I just didn't tell anybody. And then it came to high school. This was only 2 years ago that I kind of actually accepted the fact that I was kind of different, that I was actually gay. Like, I never accepted it myself until I... Because I always volunteered to do things within, like, the sexuality, mental health, like, kind of groups and stuff. So I was always helping out. And that kind of helped me to come out and know more information and just kind of made the process easier. So that's me coming out. But it was kind of just always a difficult thing because I didn't know how people would react around me. So that kind of made it difficult. But since, like, I've been out... If anybody asks me, I'm literally just straight up, like, I have no care anymore because, like, that process was already hard enough, just allowing yourself to just keep that kind of, like, label for yourself kind of helps you more and it just makes everything seem easier. So you just, like, I'm not ashamed of, like, my sexuality. I'm just always like, yeah, I'm gay. When I went to Queenstown, I literally told the teacher, yeah, I'm super gay. And that kind of made everything easier. And then everybody knew I was gay. So life was easier.
I was like 11 and just started high school because it's really different in the UK. And I remember writing on the bathroom walls, I think I might be a lesbian, what do I do? And I had, like, two responses within a week. The first one was, like, when you learn how to spell it right, you'll know. And then the other one was, like, look, just chill, you'll figure it out. And I'm, like, okay, cool. Well, that's obviously a problem for later Sloan. So I procrastinated it for about 2-3 years. I was, like, 13, and I'm, like, oh, my God, I think I like girls. So I, like, came out as bi first, and then... fluctuated through that, moved to New Zealand and was like, oh, nope, just really, really gay. And then quite recently I started questioning my gender and I'm like, what is gender? Yay. discovered like non-binary stuff thanks to YouTube and was like, yep, that fits. But like, also I'm a boy. but they then pronouns. And yeah, I think that's about it. My folks were really cool about it. Like, coming from Scotland, everything's really, really different to New Zealand. Like, the way you're brought up, everyone's more conservative and very stuck in their ways. And I feel like my parents have come quite far with that. Yeah.
I had a quite stereotypical journey. I found out about being gay and stuff. I learned it was a thing on the internet, and for a while I was like really invested and I was like a really good ally for the LGBT community and I was always like super into it, and then I realized, hey, I'm gay. And I actually started with identifying as pan because I thought I was attracted to guys as well, and just like a few years ago I realized, nope, not attracted to guys. And then somewhere in there, I found out about non-binary identities, and I started, you know, I thought I was gender fluid at first, and then agender, and then just settled finally on non-binary. And I came out to my mother in a really tearful, like, I was, like, full-on, like, sobbing as I came out, because in my mind it was something sort of shameful. Obviously, I know now it's not, but at the time it was quite a thing. And then I came out to my entire year in a speech, because we had to do speeches, and we could do it on anything, so I did it on non-binary identities, and, like, there's, like, about transphobia and stuff. So I came out to my entire year with, like, a different name and pronouns, and I sort of regret it, but then at the same time, I know I educated a whole lot of people, and they were really cool about it to my face, at least. And I've come out to lots of my family, but then my mother was also like, don't come out to your grandparents because it's like hard for them. But then I came out anyway because screw her, in like the best way. Like, that's yeah, but thanks the internet.
for educating me.
I never really came out as people tend to think of coming out. I just began to live more and more as my authentic self the more I uncovered who that was. In an ideal world, no one would assume anyone's gender or sex or sexuality, so I don't think it's my responsibility to come out to anyone. But that's probably influenced by the fact that I don't associate with myself with a gender or sexuality, so it's not like I'm going to come out as anything, or it's not like I'm going to talk about where I fit within a system of labels and constructs that I'd actually just like to opt out of altogether. There have been many situations where people have assumed things about my identity, and I've then said or done things that have contradicted what they've assumed. And lots of people can think of that as coming out, and that's totally valid. But that's not really how I think of it. I think of it as them being unaware or them being indirectly called out. So it's on them, it's not on me. So, yeah, coming out hasn't really been an experience that I feel like I've had or needed. I've just lived more as my authentic self.
I first realised my attraction to women when I was like 11. And then in health class, some random student who had done research said, "Don't worry, everyone has a gay phase, you'll just forget about it." And I was like, "Dope, better forget about this for 4 years. Oh. And then sort of like came out as bi when I was 15, and I was really like, "Woo, yeah, everyone, I'll tell the whole world." But I feel like even back then that was sort of a cover for my own insecurity about it. Like, I'm realizing this 5 years down the track, I actually was still tackling a lot of my own internalized stuff, and I sort of acted in a very, very stereotypical way because I thought, like, well, I didn't fit into that group, the straight group, so this is how I have to act to fit into the bi group. And sort of figured out that I wasn't cisgender when I was about 17. I went through like a whole lot of different labels, like bi-gender, then agender transmasculine. And then I learned about Takatapui and realized, hey, this is so much easier than giving myself a million micro labels, and it's actually much more comfortable. So yeah, like as I mentioned previously, my relationship to my gender is very complicated. Because of the constructs of colonialism and how I fit into all that, with being Māori and also being just very mixed race in general. Like, I'm also like inter-European and have like Ukrainian and Japanese ancestry. So there's like a whole lot of intersectionality that plays into my identity as well as like my gender, sexuality, my sex, and my cultures and my ethnicity. So it's been a bit of a wild ride having to navigate all of those separate things, but it teaches you a lot about just being empathetic for other people because everyone has really different experiences. My family have been pretty chill about it. It's been a bit of a journey with them too, but like it is with any family, really. That's me.
Can you please introduce yourself for those who don't know you?
Yeah, I was just going to do that. Kia ora everyone, I'm Alia, she, her pronouns. I was a little bit late this morning, my apologies. And I identify as trans feminine and also as a trans woman and also as queer. So I've definitely had a long journey with coming out as well, come out many times. And it's sort of hard to say, like, I've always known that I was queer because it was very obvious from, you know, when you first start to speak and first start to be a person in the world. But I came out, I guess the first time I came out was when I was about 14 or 15, and I came out as bi, very tentatively, sort of like 1 foot out of the closet door, and then went back in straight away after a lot of people clapped back. And that was difficult. And then I was just sort of unspokenly queer during high school. I didn't really specifically talk to people about it, but I just was sleeping with who I was sleeping with and having relationships with people. But I did sort of keep it to myself as well. I was quite guarded and private. And it wasn't really until I moved away from high school and moved to Wellington that I started to figure out that I was probably trans. And then I didn't transition until my early 20s. And then I first came out as non-binary. And I didn't know if I... So that was like my social transition. And I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, take medical steps or whatever. And then I decided that I did. And then I came out again as a trans woman, mainly because it was so difficult for all of my friends and family to understand what non-binary was. And so I also have like quite a complicated relationship to labels, where I'm quite fine to be called, you know, a trans woman and have that because it's easier for people to understand. But equally, I don't actually identify most of the time on the binary. And and my sexuality is queer. So, yeah, that's been my journey.
And then the next question, and some of you have already mentioned it, which is really cool, is a part of your coming out story, because obviously coming out can be, if it's something you're doing, a daily thing, or whenever you start a new job or meet new people, you may or may not choose to come out. So if you want to share a story of that, whether it be to family or friends, or that first scary time you say the words out loud. Hi, you're on the spot now.
Again, I think because there's been so many times with different identities in different crowds and different spaces, I think when I was younger, I sort of hadn't been through a journey with myself. If that makes sense, like, I get life is with yourself, and you know, but that, like, I hadn't fully actually understood where I was, and who I was, and all that sort of thing, what makes me me, and so, yeah, I think I sort of got into this space of almost like analyzing spaces before I went into them, and the second I walked through the door, I was analyzing, actually, am I safe to be who I think I am at the moment, or you know, whatever identity that I was identifying with at the time, actually, is it safe to share that here, and am I going to be accepted, and actually, am I in the, you know, the right headspace to be able to deal with any questions or with any rude things to come from it or anything like that, and so I think it sort of became part of my norm, and it actually took quite a lot of learning to get out of, and yeah, so I think in that sense it was always quite interesting, but I came out to my whole social studies class when I first came out because I knew that I wasn't the only one in the class, and so I sort of assessed it, and I sort of went, you know, actually I already know that I've got at least one support person in this space, so I know I'm going to be safe. And I, yeah, it was quite a mixed feel. Some people were like, oh, cool, whatever, like, what's new? And then other people, I think, were definitely more, what's that, you're weird, you're different, you know, that sort of thing. But again, I think I was lucky enough to be able to focus on the support systems that I did have at that time. And to be able to really try and strengthen those because that's what I needed at that time.
So for me, my coming out story was kind of like, I don't know, so I went to a camp first, and it was like we were celebrating, and then we'd all share a story each, and then one person, like, I wasn't out yet, and one person shared their story, and I felt so like broken inside that I like ran out of the room, and I don't know, I just like was so ashamed of who I was because I wasn't out, and they just outed themselves to everyone. And then it wasn't until I got back at school the following Monday, and at school I didn't talk to anyone, I shut everybody out. They asked me how I am, and I was just like, like, I would not talk to anyone. And it was until I got home that day that I kind of was like, I don't know, I was trying to like put into words how my day was, but couldn't actually get into words. And then I knew for a fact that was kind of my time to actually come out. Like, it was perfect for me. So I did mine on social media. I did it on Instagram, on like my personal, so nobody else saw it. So I was only coming out to my group of friends. So I did that. It was like 3 posts long, so like it was like a story rather than like I'm gay. It was just a story. And then everybody was commenting. I got a few phone calls, and everybody was just like happy. Like, I'd expect like so much hate from people, but it was just for me to come to terms with myself. And then it was when I went to school the next day that it wasn't just my group of friends that knew I was gay. Like, everybody at school knew I was gay because they shared it amongst everyone. And it was kind of like, I was kind of like the only out person at my school, which kind of was really cool at the same time, but quite difficult. And it was just quite amazing that you find so much support through everybody. And like, they'd ask you all these questions like, oh, cool. So like, how did you know you're gay? Or you get those people that were like, oh, yeah, I already knew you were gay. And you're like, can't assume. But yeah, it was just a cool process of how I got there, and I just felt like quite amazing. And then I just tell people that story, and I came up to my friends before my actual family, so because I wanted that support, because I see them every day, even though I see my parents every day, but they were the ones I wanted to surround myself with more. Yeah.
I came out to my mum in a really emotional way. I like tried coming out to her a bunch of times before, and she was just kind of like having none of it. It was great. But I had like a day off school, and she was talking to someone, and I had a full breakdown in the living room and just started crying. And she's like, shit, what? And like ran over and like hugged me, and she's like, what's going on? And I told her like loads of traumatic stuff. And I was like, I don't feel anything for guys. I'm really gay. And she's like, oh, okay, and like hugged me, and she's like, you know, nothing's your fault, you know, everything's great, it's gonna be great. And like, I already came out to all of my friends before, like Jared said, I wanted that support, so I knew that if anything went bad at home, I had someone to go to. But yeah, she took it all right after like 3 attempts of trying to come out to her as different things. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
I came out to my friends over text, and literally everyone I came out to me in return. Like, there was not one person that didn't come out. It was incredible.
That's a whole other level of like, finding them before you're out.
Yeah, flock together.
I don't really think I have any specific experiences to share, but my general experience has been that I guess growing up I had hetero norms and gender roles very much imposed on me, and I didn't have any understanding of gender or sexuality diversity or anything like that. So then when I started university and I got some autonomy from my family and I started meeting cool people in the rainbow community and educating myself, I realised that I had a lot of stuff to work out for myself and like my own happiness and well-being. And since then, I feel like I've been on a constant journey of unlearning all of this stuff that I believed about myself and about my role in the world in order to uncover who I am underneath all of that and separate to all of that. And that's something that I'm still working on. Yeah.
I also came out to my friends first after, like, me gushing about a friend online who was a girl and was close friends with another girl, and my dumb 14-year-old ass was like, ah, she said that she wants to kiss me. Why does that make me feel like, you know? but then she also said that she wants to kiss this other girl. Maybe I'm just jealous of how close their friendship is. That's definitely what it is. And so they like took it fine. They were like, we literally suggested maybe this was the case when you said that you're jealous, but yeah, cool. But the sort of like my most important memory of like coming out, which was like the first time I came out to my mum, was when I like came out as bi when I was 15. We were in the car on the way home from the place we both worked at, and I've come out to both my parents separately for both my gender and my sexuality, and every time it was in a car driving somewhere. relatable. So I remember I was just like, I just have to say it, Mum, like, I'm bi. And she was like, I don't think so. And then we just didn't talk about it for a wee while. And that wasn't necessarily a thing of like she just didn't like have that as much when she was younger. And so that was a bit of a process being like, yes, I'm actually bi. No, I'm not a lesbian because none of my relationships have worked out with men. Shade. Like, I do like men. Like, it's fine. And I think, like, with all of the times that I've come out to my family, it's been, like, a bit of a weird, like, learning experience for both of us. Like, me learning to be patient and, like, understanding that they're not being, like, not saying, like, kind of ignorant things out of, like, spite. It's just because they genuinely don't know. And, yeah, I guess just, like, it's been, like, a long educating, like, road of, like, self-discovery for, like, both me and my family. And, yeah, it's been a cool process.
I also came up to my mum in the car in a moving vehicle driving back from Christmas, because in my head I was sort of like, if it goes badly, I was coming up to her as trans, and I was like, if it goes badly, then I can just get out and get a bus somewhere else. And it didn't go badly at all. That was kind of a an over anticipation of bad reaction on my part, but yeah, it was sort of just a simple conversation where we were kind of like silent for a bit, and she kind of knew that I wanted to say something but didn't know what it was going to be, and then I was just like, I'm trans. And then she was like, oh yeah, I thought so. And then we drove all the way home.
You definitely have time for one more question to go down the line. I'd say you've got sort of 5 to 8 minutes.
Cool. So what we'll do is any rangatahi questions we'll do during quiet time, because I think the most important part is a piece of advice you'd give the young people here who are still yet to start their coming out process. Again, this was on the email.
No, I know. I'm processing and thinking. Yeah. Okay. So I guess thinking about the last question in mind, I think there's been more times that I've actually come out as Māori. And that took a lot, because there's a whole lot of journey behind that. And so for me, I was white. I wasn't raised on a marae. I wasn't raised knowing my marae. I didn't even know I was Māori until I was about 14. And a lot of different things just around, you know, that whole culture side of me, that actually for a long time it's still very new for me to proudly be able to say I'm takatāpui, and it's been less than a year, and again that's because my journey around that was because I was invalidating myself, and that actually just be you, because you can come out as many times as you want, as we've just discussed, but that actually you are super valid as you. And so I think just embrace that. Yeah.
My piece of advice is probably, just don't be ashamed of who you are. And, like, it may take people time to, like, accept who you are, but never be ashamed of who you are. Just keep doing you, and if they don't like you, then you don't need to like them back. So just keep living. You'll do amazing things. So yeah.
I think my bit of advice would be, you don't have to feel the need to come out if you're not safe. Like, make sure you're safe before you come out. Like, you have something to fall back on. You have somewhere to go. Because, like, you don't want to feel like you have nothing or no one, because that sucks.
Yep. This is about, like, after coming out. You don't have to be the source of information for everyone. Because, like, since I came out, everyone's, like, everyone's come to me, especially because I came out to my interview, everyone came up to me and was like, what's this, what's that, what is gay, what is bi, what is trans? And you can just be like, hey, Google it. You don't have to be there to educate them. Like, it's not your job just because you're LGBT.
My advice would be that you do you, and that whatever you choose to do or not to do should be for yourself. Also, to remember that it's okay not to have all the answers. It's okay to change your identity or to try different labels or names or experiences to see what works for you and what doesn't, especially in a society that's so obsessed with putting people into boxes. It's all part of connecting with who you are and who you want to be. I'd also say connecting with other people and people who understand or people who provide you with a safe space to be who you are, because it can be a very lonely and hard journey if you do it in isolation.
My advice is just, I guess, take your time, and that relates to what Zoe was saying with, like, you have, honestly, so much time to try different things and explore yourself, and that's, like, a lot of trial and error and a lot of, like, self-reflection and introspection, and it's not always, like, an easy thing to do, or, like, it's not always, like, an easy feeling to pin down, and it can take a while, and there's, like, no queer rule book that says you have to pick one and then say this for the rest of your life, so, like, don't freak out if things change or if you find that you're a different person further down the line, because people change and it's a normal part of life.
I don't know what else I can add, really. I think you guys said everything. But yeah, I'll just reiterate, I guess, like, yeah, if you don't, just always be aware of yourself and how you're feeling with the kind of process of coming out, and keep yourself safe. And yeah, if you are unsure, that's totally fine. And there can be a lot of cognitive dissonance for people when you're kind of, like, not sure what's going on, but just if you can just try and sit with it, yeah, you don't have to make up your mind straight away or ever if you don't want to.
Cool.
So Jared's just said, what about people that are like that, do I have advice? And I hadn't thought that far ahead. My advice would be that you don't have, that it's already been said, you don't have to rush it. You don't have to be like, okay, well, now I know that I'm bi or I'm non-binary or I'm agender or whatever. You have to tell people. That's, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, I found that, that's an exciting thing, I feel like I should tell the world. You don't have to. Sometimes it's nice just to sit and know that you know who you are, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
It was us. Can we move around as clips or whatever for these people?